Praise the Lord. Amen. There's something I said. I'll continue to say it. Listen, listen, listen. Any church gathering thousands of people and it's only one man that has that anointing, that is using that, 99.9% that anointing is not from God. Do you know why? The gifts of the Spirit, they are infectious. I said the gifts, they are infectious. If it's a genuine gift I am operating, people will catch it. People will catch it. People will catch it. People will catch it. Catch it, catch it, catch it. Praise the Lord. Now, listen. He is going to come back. He is going to come back. And that gift that he gave you, you will stand before him and you will give account of it. That is the judgment spoken of in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Let's read it. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9 and verse 10. This is the way the same Apostle Paul put it. Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. Verse 10, my emphasis. For we must, he said must. When he said we here, we that we go in the rapture. We that we go in the resurrection. The first resurrection. He said, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. Romans chapter 14, verse 11 and verse 12. For it is written, as I live, said the Lord, every knee shall bow to me and every tongue shall confess to God. Verse 12. So then, every one of us shall give account of himself to God. That is what that parable is saying. Let's read on. Luke 19. Amen. Verse 16. It's time for reckoning. See the different groups. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. Amen. And he said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. So that gives you a picture. Amen. That gives you a picture. That after the rapture, we will be with him. What happens within those 7 years, according to the divine timetable, that will be there, is every one of us getting prepared to come back with Jesus Christ and rule the earth here for how many years? 1,000 years. Amen. So, what we do now will determine the scope of the area you will rule. Now, I'm talking to people who have received the Holy Ghost. How many of them are here? Oh, my. Now, this is the impartation. Now, I'm imparting something in you. Now. I'm imparting a zeal in you. Something that will make you wake up out of your slumber. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now when you come back, amen, depending on what you did here, when you go before the Lord, one by one, you see, that one, he had 10 talents. He gained 10 more. And he said, the little I gave you, this is how much you have done. How many cities did he give him to rule over? then remember, we shall be kings, and Jesus Christ shall be what? King of kings. Can I go on? Verse 17, verse 18. And the second came, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, be thou also over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. In a napkin. For I feared thee, because thou art austere man. That take over that. Thou layest not down. And repays thou. That did not so. And he said unto him, out of thy own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knowest that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down. And reaping that I did not so. Wherefore then gavest not thou my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required my own with usury interest? And he said unto them that stood by, take from him the pound and give it to that, to he that had 10 pounds. And they said unto him, Lord, he already has 10 pounds. For I say unto you, that unto everyone which hath shall be given, and from him which hath not, did not make any profit, even that which he had shall be taken away from him. Why am I emphasizing this, church? Amen. It's not enough that you have now received the Holy Ghost, you are now a Christian, and now you have made a decision, I will not defile myself, I will live a holy life. It is more than that. It's more than that. Amen. To whom much is given, much is demanded. It's expected of you. It's more than that. We settle our matter with him, then we work for our reward. Every one of us, the last one that he asked, what he received, it is those category of people that me and no one will allow. That vision I see him. Me and no one will allow. The other time I see, I told one man or so, they attack me, attack me, attack me. Me and no give vision again, no, me and no there for that one. Do you know, I have seen it several times standing at this altar. Sometimes I see in the spirit, sometimes I see even physically. The angel of God is standing and ministering something to somebody, and they are trying to shake themselves out of the spirit. In fact, a sister here told me that when she sees the anointing coming, she prophesies. When she sees the anointing, even if she sits there, she sits down somewhere. Either here or here. She sits down somewhere. Camera, look for her for me. She told me this thing. She said, when you see the thing coming, then she will start to think of one bad incident that will make her cry before, so that she will just take her mind away and go far. When the thing don't go, they go say, thank God, don't go. And that person is thinking that you are being humble. And unknown to you, you are doing a dangerous thing spiritually, especially concerning your future. He that gave you that gift, he gave you so that you will profit with it. You will give account. What did you do with that gift? The most miserable estate of Christianity that I have seen is that minister that receives that gift, and he thinks that that gift is a meal ticket from God for him. Even in this ministry. Therefore, you see people struggling for the kind of gifts they will have that will expose them to people where they will be getting favors. It's ignorance that causes that. Nobody serves God without being rewarded, both here and hereafter. It's ignorance. There are some of you sitting down here. It is out of those doctrines that they pump inside of you that has given you a complex to make you think that there is the man that is holding microphone is higher than you. I have taught in this church what the body of Christ is. A church, we must respect our leaders. But we respect them for the anointing, for the position God has given them. But always know the extent of the limit of that respect. Until, before you know what, you begin to develop a complex. And think that that person there is next to God, who has everything. And the one you have is so little and it may not be needed. And it gives you a complex. And when the devil can push you to that extent, he has finished you and destroyed the opportunity for you to build yourself, position yourself for a reward after. Now let me prove it to you. Apostle Paul went further in that 1 Corinthians chapter 12 in trying to make us understand what the body of Christ is. The body of Christ is made up of members. If you read that Ephesians chapter 4 further, he went further to stress that we are part of a body with joints. Every joint supplying something to the body. Every joint supplies something to the body. And listen, every gift you have is a part of the body. Your gift determines your ministry. Pastor, everywhere I go, they say, I have a call, I have a call, I have a call. And then when you stand before me with the revelation I have, I am wondering why you are confused. You will remain confused like that, Auli. You will remain confused. Because the time for your eyes to be open, it is closing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See, there is time for everything. There is time to sleep. There is time to enter spirit. There is time to come out. Now, every one of you, come out of the spirit and listen to me. Amen. This revelation, I caught it years ago. And all those dead pastors in the end time message that tried to kill the gift of God in my life, they did not succeed. One told me, when I told him I have the Holy Ghost, he said, hey, he started laughing sarcastically. You have Holy Ghost. You have Holy Ghost. Then I asked him, you, sir, do you have Holy Ghost? He said, I know I don't have. I said, you know you don't have, but me, I know I have. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So because you have not received, so another person will not receive, Abby. For your information, I have received the Holy Ghost. And when I have revelation, I go and tell them, this is what the Lord say. And that time, God wants to prove to them, my revelation that time, you know, the last 2 days, it must happen. Then they begin to look at me. One day say, Brother Moses, you mean you actually have the Holy Ghost? If I don't have the Holy Ghost, then why I don't go to nightclub again? Anybody stop me from going to nightclub? Can my wife stop me from going to nightclub? Nobody can stop me from going to nightclub. As an unbeliever, when I chase women up and down, and my wife, they battle with me. Then I tell her and say, excuse me. Why are you bothering yourself? Are you not aware that my father married 13? The only one I don't get now. So why are you worried? I was that bad with bad mouth on top. Praise the Lord. But now if I see woman, amen, I'm not like before again. And I don't know how it happened until the day I gave my life to Christ. Something happened to me. You tell me I don't have the Holy Ghost. Show me the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you people something. This revelation is not from this church. I know it. And the things I preach, most of them are things I have known before this ministry started. That's why when I preach confidently, because over the years, I have confirmed and established that what I believe, what I understand is the truth. Listen, church, it's dangerous. You do that because you don't understand the body of Christ. And why God will be angry with you is this. When God places you somewhere with that gift, it's because He wants to use that gift there. Now, when you refuse to use that gift there, you are creating a hindrance. And God will be angry with you. There are some people today that are suffering. Your suffer is because you have refused to use the gift that God has given you. How? You had a dream. Dream is the gift of the word of knowledge. In the Bible, there's a gift called word of knowledge. Word of knowledge comes in four ways. What is word of knowledge? The ability to know something. It comes in four ways. It comes by dream. It comes by a vision. It comes by an audible voice. And it comes like a thought, inspiration. Now, in your dream, you saw something bad going to happen to a neighbor. And you refuse to go and give that message to your neighbor. And that thing comes to pass. And humble you. Hey, I see this thing. Hey, that's why he died through. I see this in Peking go die. Now the question is, why did God show you that message? To entertain you. Every one of us will give account, including that action that day. God is going to ask you, I gave you a message for social person. You did not give it. Therefore, if you had 80 before, minus 5. Another one, Uko. You know you have a healing gift. Anytime God wants to heal somebody around, there is a sign you will have. Pray for the person now. You go look. I start now. Then go say, "Me, I know they." Oh, make I come up for this place. Oh, God is waiting for you on that day when we go there. How will you feel for 1,000 years? We'll be ruling and you have no single authority. You may have no. You are there in the rapture, but no authority. For 1,000 years, die, you know die. Old, you know old, because you are having an angelic body. Some of you, now my bag will not go to carry throughout for 1,000 years. Anywhere they go, they follow me for back. Under your upper, after all, you have no authority. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It says, because why is God angry? Do you know why He even gave us nails? Even those nails that we think that is what Apostle Paul tried to explain. That those parts that are so feeble, those parts that are not important, that we think are not important. Even the fingernails God gave us. Look, He gave us because we need it. You will know the day that you need that fingernail, the day your body will scratch you. You are feeling itchy somewhere. No nail, Abby. At all. The next thing, you go carry stone, they scratch your body. Then you know the importance of even that nail that we cut off every time. Now, I'm not saying you should go and keep long nails. But I'm trying to let you know that no part of the body is useless. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. Now, let the leg that without me you cannot go anywhere. So begin to make nyanga. Wait first. Until that leg enter potopoto fire. Then you will know you need hand. That's how the body of Christ is. I'm a pastor. I know all things. I know the mysteries. I know everything. I know everything. Hallelujah. And the enemy is planning to come and attack your house. You are not a prophet. You don't have the gift of the word of knowledge. And because you reject it, nobody will see vision and come and tell you. And so trouble everywhere around you, and you know they see. God created the whole earth and left us with the principle of interdependency. That no man is an island. No country has it all. As rich as America is, they still need the Arab oil. They still need, no matter how they are abusing us with Boko Haram and everything, Shell is there. Total is there. All the oil companies are there. Yes, the reason why they are offering help for us is not because they love us too much. They have investment. It's their own interest they are protecting. Oh, that's the truth. Praise the Lord. If they have nothing here, they will not come near here. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The same thing, we have oil. Oil. But technology to bring it out, we don't have it. So we need them who have the technology. They have the technology, they don't have the oil. We have the oil, we don't have the technology. God did it like that. So that I would depend on you, you too, you depend on me. I need you, you need me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And when you see that, where is pride? Which part of this body can say, I am more important? And Apostle Paul said, even the parts that are more important, so to say, they are the parts that are not seen. Your heart is not seen. But the day that heart stop beating, you are gone. All the other fine face that you always wash and paint, we go. Kidney, you go. Your lungs, you go. And every part. Your nerves. Does anybody see any nerve? No. But let something happen to it. You will know how important it is. So it is in the body of Christ. No part is more important than the other. A pastor that says he doesn't need a prophet, you are finished. And a prophet that says he does not need a pastor because he sees the pastor, waiting pastor, no, they see. Even in a proper setting, God will make sure he puts it like that. Here I'm a pastor, but I'm not a prophet. If you have a problem and you come and meet me, pastor, nothing they work for me. I go ask you, hey. So what do you make I do? Pastor, I want you to see for me. Amen. I will tell you, myself, when I have problem, get where they go. Jerry, go and call Professor Sunday. I need him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And Professor Sunday knows all these prophets. They know that I need them. That's why they make younger for me. And when they see me, they see small, small vision like this. Several times they have come to warn me. They say, Daddy, stay in your ministry. They are afraid. If this man can't see us, they see we are finished. But God designed it like that. I will never see the way they see. And they will never understand to break the scripture the way I do. God arranged it like that. Hallelujah. That's why when I finish my own, I will give them microphone. I don't finish my own. You come and do your own. Every joint supply. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And that gift is inside of you. Once you come into the body, you come into the body of Christ by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. For by one Spirit, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 13, for by one Spirit are we baptized into the body. That is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And when you come into the body, you come as a functional member to supply something to the body. Praise the Lord. And it is determined, your part is determined by the gift you have. That is your ministry. And every ministry does not carry, it's not all the ministry that carry microphone before crowd. It could be in that marketplace, in your office, in your house, in that group you belong, within the church. Anywhere God chooses to use that gift, where He leads me, I will follow. You just yield yourself to Him and let Him do what He wants to do with you. Your own is to be faithful. And like every other thing, the more you use that gift, the sharper it becomes. I pray that one day we will organize a ministers' conference where people will come and learn how what Jesus Christ meant by telling Peter, "Peter, do you love me?" Peter said, "I love you." He said, "Feed my sheep. Feed my lamb." He asked him again. He said, "Feed my sheep." So there is a sheep and there is a lamb. But pastors don't know. Pastors believe that merely you receive that gift today, that gift should be perfect. No. It's not so. You grow in it. They make mistakes. They can make mistakes. Sometimes, out of zealousness, out of carelessness, sometimes a genuine gift operated in carnality. And all this, you allow time to let them grow. All these ministers, the prophets, for instance, prophesying chap, 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 they did not start chap, chap, chap like this. They grew to what they are now. Those of you who have been here for years, you know they have been growing. Praise the Lord. They made their mistakes. Some of them, out of zeal, they give date. And the date will not come to pass. Then they will say it's a false prophet. It's not false. He may not be false. We need to teach the pastors how to handle such people. Because sometimes they add their own on top. We have to teach them, stop where it stops. Amen. I have spent years. I used to organize program for all the gifted people. And very soon, now that the battle outside is over, we will concentrate on our ministry now. Praise the Lord. We will concentrate on our ministry to bring up soldiers in this end time. And wherever you are carrying a fire. You go boldly, man or woman. Amen. You make mistakes. A lot of people make mistakes. You give presumptuous solution. God shows you something. God show you a particular woman. And then that was looking for fruit of the womb. And then there's a problem she had. And then God told you in 14 days or in 3 months, she'll be pregnant. You had that one you had. And you said the sister in 3 months, thus said the Lord, you'll be pregnant. 3 months time, she got pregnant. Then, small time, another person come with the same problem. They say, "Ha, sister, 3 months time from now." Did God say this one at 3 months? But now you say 3 months. But will you say he didn't see? He saw it. But he did not wait for the solution. So we teach them. Somebody, one of the prophets here, said, pick up a man that the daughter struggled to bring to church. That day, God picked him up. And then nothing was working. Everything was, even to parents, nothing. Just to eat food at home was. He came and God spoke through that prophet here and told him that by October this year, you'll have a car. The man went no fit get money chop. He look up. October this year. And as we talk, I think it was around July or so, August. October this year came, nothing happened. He called his daughter and said, "Now that kind of church, this is December now, nothing. False church." But the next year, December, October, the car came. It's the same man that called the daughter, come on. Now October, that man said, I go get this thing. Now October, now we get our breakthrough this year. So that man not true. I beg, sorry, you say I talk like that. Now, the prophet had October, but the prophet added this year. Praise the Lord. Now these are some of the things I say. We bring them up. They learn from their mistakes. They grow to perfection. To maturity. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we the apostles, we also know that there are carnal impersonations. For those who have ulterior motive for coming into it. It's very difficult. Satan will always smuggle his own among. But don't worry, it's a matter of time. They will be exposed. And when we catch them, there is no I beg. Amen. Because the Bible says a little leaven, leaven of the whole lump. We don't allow it. But those that we see have genuine gifts, we encourage them. We bring them up. Don't hear. One of the areas is those who have the speaking gift, prophecy and the rest. They are ashamed because they cannot go to, they have not gone to school, they cannot speak grammar. I always tell, if you come to Bride Assembly, you are looking for grammar, you go see grammar, tire. The Lord told me to told you, be listening to grammar, she will give you message. It's true. Amen. God is not a grammarian. And God is not an Englishman. So if you cannot speak English, say it in the language you know, there will be interpreter. Don't you ever feel inferior. This is the day of the latter rain. God is moving again. Hallelujah. We are coming back to Bible days. Where everyone, you appreciate the grace of God. And you use that grace. Let's clap our hands for Jesus Christ. Lady Bride, clap your hand for Jesus Christ. Let me hear you clap again for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. After today, some people should be praying that God will have mercy on them. And you repent. And don't be afraid to say what you see. To do what the voice tells you to do. Don't be afraid. Do it and leave God to back it up. And sometimes, I have told you before, when you are giving a revelation to someone, say what you see and stop there. Because the person listening to you that has the message sometimes understands the message better than you give. So when you talk, finish, say, I just make I tell you that what I see be that, and they go. Sister, I don't know why, don't they see dog, they follow you. Anyway, dog, they follow you. And a male dog. Brother, I don't know what I see he goat, they follow you. I don't know what it means. The man knows what it means. He's a womanizer, he knows he goat. Are we happy tonight?